Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the wondrous world of...
Hey, come to Los Angeles. You and your family can have peace and tranquility. Enjoy a fine day.
Hello.
Yeah. You are now tuned in to the real Sean Ross Talk Show and Jam Session with Sean MacDaddy Ross. And yours truly, DJ Sir J Boogie. Let's go!
Sean Ross. Sean Ross. Sean Ross to no limit.
And you tuned in.
Sean Ross.
And you tuned in.
Mean team in the building.
Central State and Omega Sci-Fi stand up.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, KEWRDB.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of E-Water Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of E-Water Radio, KEWRDB, or its affiliates.
Hey, welcome to the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session, and it's going down today. I got two bona fide soul sisters, and we always got one always in the building. So let me, ladies and gentlemen, let me first introduce the co-host with the most out of the West Coast, publicist extraordinaire, doing her thing. Y'all give it up for Miss Lisa Stewart. Lisa Stewart is in the building.
Hey.
What's up,
hey,
sis?
You ladies on that intro. Ooh,
yeah, hey, we hot, we on fire. Hey, there it is. So, sis, tell me how the fires are. I was out there, sis. I tried calling you, tried to run up. We had a business meeting. Nobody could get in hold of Lisa Stewart. We thought you went on one of your excursions. Oh. Somebody that took you, you know, to Dubai. You know how they love picking you up, take you to fantasy islands and stuff. I'm like, damn, can my brother-in-law let my sister out and come to the place? Can we have a meeting? I mean, I was waiting on you, though. Tori was waiting on you. I mean, no. It was crazy. I'm like, where is Lisa Stewart at?
Oh, man, you know, I just relocated my daughter to Atlanta. I had to take a road trip.
Oh, you was in the ATL? Well,
yep.
Now she got somebody that can check on one of our guests in the building. It's from the ATL. I mean, it's
oh,
about hey. We're about to really make it happen. So also. So let's get into it, Lisa. I want to do some current events, but you know how I'll be going so fast. So first, coming all the way, well, I'm gonna introduce both these ladies. I'm gonna let them come in their own shape, form, and fashion. Man, it is, damn, this phone is going crazy. Oh, let me see this. Oh, let me make sure. Okay, man, I hope I got everybody on the line. Everybody on the line listening. Ladies and gentlemen, coming all the way from VA, Virginia. And I'm going to let her come in her own way. I got corrected. I was about to go by the other name. But I'm going to let you know that she goes by the name. She's doing big things. She is a motivator, a life coach. And I'm going to let her get all into it. And I want y'all to give it up for Miss Steph B. Welcome to the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. Step B, how you doing, sir?
Thank you. I'm good, brother. Always forward. Thank you. I appreciate you. I appreciate the introduction, and thank you for letting me be here tonight.
All right. Hey, and it's a pleasure to have you. And, you know, well, me and Lisa, well, you know, Lisa's the general manager of the station. I just want to thank her for stepping in and being the co-host. And, you know, and she said we have to invite more women of power, especially in 2020. It's been such a
yes,
up and down
Lisa.
Roller coaster. Real monster, Reverend,
yeah.
You know, this is doing what they do in the community. So can you share with the American public your story and how you became Steph B? And what made you individually become the life coach?
Yeah, absolutely. And I really am not, while I am certified in five different areas as a life coach and considered a master coach, I am a strategist and execution coach. So I'm a Brooklyn girl. I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, was born in Coney Island, And I came a little farther south, like a lot of people, to raise my kids before they got into high school. And for me, it's just that, you know, I have the, you know, typical 80s story, you know, and raised by my grandmother. My grandfather put me through, got me a great education. But I just grew up not being told that I had the power to harness my dreams, to lasso opportunity, and to really make things happen. That wasn't really what my family was focused on. They were focused on, you know, the disciplining, the child rearing, the making sure you go to school, all the rule-oriented things that you know, we do. So as I got older, I really became more focused on less empowerment, because I already knew that even without someone telling me I could, that I could, that I had the opportunity and I knew how to do things. I just needed mentors or people to tell me. I knew that I could. I needed people to tell me how. And so I got into coaching as a strategist after 24 years in the sales world, corporate sales. And when I was 24 years old, some years back, my birthday's tomorrow, I'll be 44. When I was 24 years old.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Well, you know, Virgos out here telling everybody what to do. but yeah, some years ago, I decided that it was important for me to see not just my culture, but Black women realizing their dreams, actualizing their plans, growing, developing. And so I started taking things I had learned in corporate America, things that I'd learned as a sales pro, as a sales coach, and applying them to the game of life. And so I fashioned myself as a strategist. And a fixer. And so now when people know that they can, but they don't know how, that's where I come in and helping them build the plan to actually executing their dream.
Wow, you are God sent for the American people that need to hear that. Wow. So is it one key thing that you give credit to make you move in the way that you've moved and strategically place your focus on life?
Yeah. I think there are lots of small things, but I'll tell you the thing that really began to motivate me was after, it didn't take me long into my corporate career to realize that people will use you to experience what they need to experience, and you'll be left depleted, feeling used, and underwhelmed. You won't really get what you need out of the process. So after spending time in corporate America, I got, you know, so many opportunities to be at the table, often the only person of color, and certainly the only Black woman as a chief sales officer, as a sales strategist, and working in organizational psych and things like that. And I started to realize that the people that are running things are not nearly as smart or as intuitive as a lot of the people that I'd met in the streets in Brooklyn and Coney Island and other places I had been down here in Virginia. And I realized that a lot of the time we, Black people, our culture, our collective, were left out because we weren't being given some of the tools, some of the insights, and some of the information at a young enough age to really jump in and make the difference that we need for our own lives and our community. And that's when I really just decided that while I needed corporate America at that point in time for my bread and butter, I did not need it, and I did not want to make it a part of my dream or my purpose. And I do want to be clear, that doesn't mean that corporate America isn't for some people. You can have a great life working corporately. Not everybody is meant to be a business owner. Not everybody should be a business owner. But what I'm saying is what I learned from corporate America was that they would rate me for my intellectual capacity and never return anything on the investment. Because once you rate something, there is nothing you can do to make it better, right? It's done. That's, the deed is done. So that's what I felt about corporate America, and that's what started the process of me looking at the ingenuity, the intelligence, the craftiness, the creativity of my own community. And while I do work with, you know, I still work with corporate clients from a coaching perspective, especially when I'm working with Gen Z or millennials, I really began to see that a lot of us were starting businesses that were failing because we didn't have certain insights. And that's what I decided to inject into my people, into my community.
Okay, well, since you're talking about your community, I'm about to bring somebody else that Lisa just took my niece and took all the way to Atlanta, and then I'm going to open up the line because I got another promoter that's going to help promote your birthday tomorrow, and it's just about to go to end. Then I got another frat brother of mine that just chimed in, Brother A.D. Adolph in the building. He got a word of encouragement, and then I got the host of the most, another brother that helps me keep it down on the week-to-week, Mark Bolden in the building. So, but first, I want to give it up. Coming to you live, ladies and gentlemen, I want to give her own accolades. She is a Whitthoe alum. She's been singing and from gospel, from Peace and Serenity. She has a lot. First Lady, an alter ego, and then some. She is doing things, and she is in the Atlanta area to now make sure my niece is okay, and she continue her performing career, etc. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all give it up for Miss Trisha Flowers in the building on the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show. What's up, Trish?
Yay.
Hello. Hey, what's going on, Sean?
What's up, Miss Flowers?
Oh, yeah, we got a...
Hello.
I want you to know I got Orlando Chapman in the building all the way from Cincinnati, Real Nigga, the founder of Real Nigga Clothing, and then some. I'm going to let Orlando tell you what he got going on. And Adolph and Mark, y'all just chime in where you're going. The lines are open. I don't want to have nobody holding. I want to share this. This is a hour of wealth. We empowering each other and getting a little background on one another. So, Trisha Flowers, tell us where you're from and what's going on with you in the ATL right now.
All right. Well, first and foremost, I am Latricia Flowers. I'm also known as the First Lady of Alter Egos, as well as Swap Payment. So right now I'm a professional vocalist. I've been in the industry for, I would say, over 30 years. Started out as a youngster in the industry, doing a lot of background vocal work for numerous scratch demos, numerous local acts throughout the tri-state. And right now I am working on doing things for me. I've always been in the background for a very long time as also a feature vocalist with many artists. But right now I'm putting the focus on me as an empty nester. It's kind of my time to kind of step out in the forefront for the last, I would say, 8 years. I've been involved, and I was one of the founders, actually, of Alter Egos, EGOZ, in Cincinnati, Ohio. And taking that, group from, who are they to being one of the top five bands in the local Cincinnati area. That was a huge challenge, but so rewarding and so much fun. So right now I've taken my show on the road. It's been a great 8 years establishing Alter Egos and getting us to where we need to be. We're still around and thriving, so don't, lose hope on us. We're still out and about, but just kind of taking a break. Due to the pandemic and other things that are going on in the universe right now. But I've taken my show on the road. I've been in Atlanta now for the last year, actually. I'm coming up on a year anniversary, October the 1st, and things are going really well. It's been a little bit slow motion because of the fact of, what all that's going on right now, but I'm still in progress, so things are going well, and I'm just excited about what the future holds for me there and moving forward.
Hey, we're glad that you're on the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. Stay tuned. We got more questions coming to you. Now, Orlando Chapman, bro, you're a regular. My home last time when you was on here with your cousin Eric Davis. How do you feel, bro? What's going on with Orlando Chapman right now? What's going on with you? Scrappy?
Hey, I'm so excited right now just to be alive. I want to tell everybody I just saved $27 on my car insurance, and I'm excited. I'm just talking. You know, right now, going through this pandemic, any dime that I can save $27 is like $2,700 right now.
So, man, tell me about it.
Right now, what I'm doing, I'm just continuing to do what me and you do, is being facilitators, mediators, consultants, and, connecting the dots from the small footprint to the big one. That's my purpose. That's what I use my platform for, as a promoter, in order to put the small guy in the room with the big one so that he can level up. So that's what my whole purpose is and what I do. But I do it by using music as a magnet to bring everybody together so that I can share, inform, and educate my community.
All right. You're one of my heroes. Adolph, are you in the building? Adolph, did I hear Adolph in the building? Roo-roo. Q, are you in the building? Adolph.
Roo-roo. Yeah, I'm in the building.
Can everybody hear?
Adolph is one of my frat brothers. Yeah, we can hear you fine. He's one of my frat brothers from the Central State University, 80 Gamma Chapter. Go ahead and tell the people about what you're doing right now, Adolph. We rocking today.
Well,
anytime
right
surprise,
now I'm right now I'm at the laundromat washing clothes right now. I actually am doing that, but you know, right now I am faced with a challenge. So I teach I teach at a charter school in Cincinnati, Ohio. I teach phys ed and health. So one of the things that I've been focusing on personally is doing a better job to get our kids to understand health in three different aspects, like mental, emotional, physical, and social health. That way they are well-rounded and, you know, just better off human beings, you know, so they can contribute, you know, not only when they get older to right now, you know, understanding more about themselves, even understanding more about what might have happened with their parents, you know, just begin to unload different things. Just making sure that they're not making the same mistakes that, you know, that I done made myself and, you know, the people before us, you know. So teaching, of course, and also a basketball coach and athletic director. Say that again.
What's Orlando?
I said, what charter school is it?
Oh, Phoenix Community Learning Center in Avondale.
Okay.
All right.
So
Mark Bowen, I hear nothing.
I'm definitely enjoying that.
All right, I got something to how we gonna make this all come together. Just watch small crowd. Mark Bowden, are you in the building? Did I hear Mark Bowden? Did I hear Mark Bowden in the building?
Yes, sir. What's going on,
Mark
Bowden?
Tell the people. He heard I had some homies in the house. Go ahead. You have the floor, sir. Tell people what you're doing, what you got going on right now. 353.
Oh man, what I'm doing right now, getting ready for work, big bro. I work a third shift, but hey, I ain't doing nothing right now, Sean. I'm just enjoying life, man. Lando said, I'm just out here connecting the dots, man, out here having fun in the midst of this pandemic and just, you know, just trying to stay focused, man, and just believe God and go forward. You know what I mean? That's all I'm
All right. Well, I thank you for always jumping in. Like I told Lando, my platform is y'all's platform. Whenever y'all want to get in, again, for all the everybody out there listening, we are on Roku Live. We are on Blog Talk Radio. We are on Roku, and we are on Apple TV. And also, this is a spinoff for iHeartRadio, too, as well. So I'm just letting y'all know the good word. The people will hear your voice and hear you and see you and smell you. But now let's get down to the business, Lisa Story, because I can see her through the monitor. Like, hey, let's get into the good part. So, you know, I'm going to show you how this all goes together. Orlando is a promoter in the greater tri-state area. Mark 353, we're promoting an event right now, and we have Miss Trisha Flowers, who's a vocalist, and it's Steffi B's birthday, our live coach, our strategist from the VA, and we want to give a shout-out to her homegirl and crew, Eileen, for definitely showing her the limelight, making sure that, hey, making her next move for best move, getting on this show. So what we want to do, most definitely. But I want you to relax right now because it's our turn. The Midwest about to show you a little love. So I'm going to listen how we're going to do it. Okay, Mark, you're going to introduce me. Mark, and I'm going to introduce Orlando. Then Orlando's going to introduce Trish, and Trish is going to let you know how she feels about singing, maybe putting her on the spot, singing a little happy birthday to you on behalf of the real Sean Ross live radio talk show. Mark Bowden, send it to me. And Lisa Stewart, I got you on the close-up after we sing happy birthday. All right. Okay, throw it to me, Mark.
Bring it to the floor, Sean Ross, all the way from L.A. by way of Florida, by way of Cincinnati, right now. Go ahead, Sean Ross, take the floor.
Hey, y'all, it's the Fat Boy Don't Eat Milk and Cookies from the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. And I'm bringing my cousin, my brother, the voice of the Midwest Tri-State area, to introduce this next lady singer. He is known to rock the crowd, old school jam sessions from here to Atlanta to New York to New Orleans and back. Y'all, give it up for Mr. Orlando Chapman in the building. Scrappy!
And I want to bring in the first lady of Alter Ego, my soul sister, the one and only. I'm talking about vocalists like no other, Miss Latricia Flowers.
Well, thank you, Orlando. And I'm going to bring to the stage my sister from another mister. She is extraordinary. She's a queen, and she brings her thing. Bringing on to the stage, Miss Steph V, and she's celebrating a birthday. So shout out to all the Virgos, and we want to sing her a little special birthday treat. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Queen Stevie. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Hey, y'all, birthdays are always with them, but celebrate the birthdays. But sometimes when you think about it and you bring things back, I got to do this for May Eula. I do this, everybody know, if you listen to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session each and every week, we just want to take you back, say 30 seconds of this. Then I'm asking all my guests, what does this make you back? I'm so grateful we think about going back and every birthday that we had. You know what? I'm just going to get to it, y'all. Y'all ready, Lisa Stewart? Coming back with you off the bat. You know what to do. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Sit back because they're going down like this. Orlando, Scrappy!
Took me way back down memory lane. I see the happiness, I see the pain. Where am I? Back down memory lane. I see you standing there, such a happy, happy pair. Love beyond compare. Look up there, look up there. Slipping back, oh, back down memory lane. I feel the happiness, I feel the pain. Here am I, back down memory lane. I'm in the sunshine, I'm in the rain. Thought it was over, here I go.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, KEWRDB.
Hey, welcome back to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. I told y'all, we ain't going to be too much music because we got all these guests, and I got to hear everybody, and we got some business we have to get into. So, Orlando, since you are the king, I'm going to go with the king, and then we're going to start with the queens. What does this song mean to you? If you could take two sentences, when you hear this song, what were you doing, and what does this song mean to you?
I'm going to tell you, it took me all the way back to that velour couch with that plastic on it, with that big floor model, with the little TV sitting on top of it, and it was like I couldn't control the heat in the crib. That's exactly where you – when I just heard that, you took me all the way back, and I had a Presto burger machine.
Wow. No way. Oh, wow.
Presto
Lisa
burger.
Short, talk to me. Presto burger, man. Lisa, what were you doing in the song's play?
You telling your age. No. I was playing jacks, like I said. While my mom in the room cooking, my dad got on the barbecue sandals out there. in the patio, back in the barbecue. Chad had them sandals on, though, because it wouldn't be right without them. Some barbecues, y'all know what I'm talking about.
Wow! Okay, Steph B, what were you doing when this song was made? Tell me something about this song. What were you doing? What does this song remind you of?
I think I'm a little young to exactly what I was doing, but what I pictured immediately was when my aunts were getting dressed to go to the club in New York, and I would be in the room because I was obviously too young to go, and I would be mad that they were leaving because they looked so fly, and they were heading out, and I knew I didn't know what was going to happen, but I knew it was going to be good, and I wanted to be there, and they would they had dope wrap dresses and big curly hair, and, you know, and they were the epitome of just New York fly at that time.
Nice. Now, there was a lot back in New York. I know they was doing wearing the big gold earrings and all that, going down with members and all that. Probably was formed. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk. Trisha Flowers Project. Talk to me. What are you doing when you heard this song? What does the song make you think of?
Going in my sister's bedroom. My sister was always an avid music lover, and she had every album you could possibly imagine. Anything that was a hit, she had it. So she always often played music. And when she played that particular song, I remember just being in love with music, too, because of having to hear it around the home so often. So I remember grabbing the hairbrush or anything that was available and singing, you know, trying to do that sing-along and trying to mimic what I was listening to, you know. And I'm just falling in love with music because of vocals like hers. So, yeah, bedroom, getting in my sister's stuff, grabbing the hairbrush, getting in the mirror and trying to be, you know, her, trying to get that style and that groove going, even though I was pretty young at the time. But, you know, enough to understand that that was good music. And I just wanted to mimic and be that individual. So, yeah, pretend to be a superstar, you know, with the hairbrush thing.
hey, that part. All right. Mr. Bo, when you heard that song, what did it mean to you, sir?
Oh, man, I remember, man, every Friday, man, when I was a little boy, my pops used to get off work, man, and he'll go into the TV room and he'll put that music on, man, drinking my brew, man. I sit back and I chill and listen to all the music he used to play. And he used to bump that one, man. That's what I remember.
Okay. All right. Now we got to get into the business, y'all. Y'all know it is 2020. We are suffering during pandemic time. And this how this order, I'm going to go reverse then and make Lando be the last person to speak on this topic. And everybody, I want y'all to just give me a strong think about it, a strong 2 minutes on why you think it is so vitally important to make sure that we need to vote this president election and the state of our culture in the midst of this pandemic. And I'm going off, start off with the strategist herself, the birthday girl, Steph B. Talk to me.
You know, I'm trying to refrain from telling people who to vote for, but I will just say I will not be voting for the man that's in the White House, right? So I want to challenge everybody to look at your local elections, because the thing that primarily impacts us, our people, are the state and local elections. It's down to your city managers, down to your city council. It's vitally important because those people influence you or have more influence over you than you would think, and certainly more so than at the federal level, even though the federal is definitely a mess right now. So it's important to get out there. If you choose, I hear a lot of people saying that they're going to, you know, not vote for president because they don't like Joe Biden or they're not going to do this, that, and the other. I just want to tell them that I promise you that we couldn't have done worse than what we did last go round. You know, what we ended up with, we could have avoided. I think black people felt some kind of way about a lot of Hillary Clinton's policies. And I think right now what we need to understand is that we can't afford to feel some kind of way to our own detriment again. You don't have to be loyal to the Democratic Party. I know they have not done everything that we need them to, but if we start looking more progressively at the state level, I think you guys will start to see that we'll get some of the things that we need to protect our families, to move us forward financially, and to ultimately protect us from the so-called powers that be that keep coming at us. So I just want to – that's my big encouragement, is get out there and vote at the state and local level as well as you do for the presidential. Those two things are more important almost.
Okay. All right. Ms. Trisha Flowers, talk to me.
Yeah. I most definitely echo everything that Steph had to mention. You know, the one thing that I really pride myself in is being an avid voter. I'm not a big political person. I'm not huge on politics, but I understand the dynamics of them and how it impacts the lives of myself along with others. I also understand and emphasize there is a power of one. You know, a lot of people make, you know, make it out to be like, well, my vote doesn't matter. Whether I go or not, they're going to do what they want to do. And they get caught up in that. But what I've always been taught since the age of 18, I mean, literally, I have been voting since I was able to vote. I remember going to the Black family reunion, and they had always had a mobile van there to get people registered. And they had a huge voter registration drive at every Black family reunion in Cincinnati, Ohio. And when I was there with my mother, my best friend, she said, hey, that's a mobile van there. You need to get on there. And it wasn't even up for debate. My mom, who was a huge voter and always has been since she was able to, really emphasized and encouraged us to vote and stressed the meaning of what it meant for us to vote and to exercise that right. So I got on the van at 18 years of age with my friends, signed up. But I remember being excited about it because it kind of like gave me that edge of adulthood. You know, as well as understanding the dynamics of how much, you know, that impacted my life, so, and the lives of others. So I cannot emphasize enough, you know, too many people fought, too many people died, too many people braved the weather, too many people, you know, put their lives at risk for me to have the right to be able to. So because of what they did before me, how could I not, you know, take the initiative to make that happen? So I cannot emphasize enough what it means. I did the same thing with my children that my mother did with me. You know, I got them registered the moment that they were able to, and I vote for everything, whether it's primaries or otherwise. Like she said, it goes across the board, state, local, all the way to the White House. I cannot emphasize enough what it really means to make your vote count. Cast that ballot, cast that ballot. Go in there and
that's right.
Make it happen. You know, make it happen. But it's not even up for debate or negotiation. And when it comes to my household, I'm always pushing it, and I forever will to the day that I rest my eyes. You know, it's always, I can't emphasize it enough.
Show you right, show you right. Lisa Stewart, Bossolini, Boss Lady, General Manager. Come on, you got the floor.
Well, you know, in 2020, you have to vote like your life depends upon it, because it does. As you know, all the things that's happened over the years, I don't even need to go into details on them. But one of the things I really want to stress to people, even though they'll say, I don't like this candidate, or I want to vote Republican, but I don't want to talk to you about it because you're a Democrat. I don't care who you vote for. We need to show that African Americans have power in this country some kind of way, and that we participate. Because when we don't vote, we don't matter. Because they don't care what we're doing if we're not coming out to vote anyway. They're not. They have no fear of you. You can go out and march in the streets and scream and holler. They don't care because you're not coming together properly to show your power. So please, please vote. You know, of course, that I am going to steer people to what I would like for them to vote, which is to vote Donald Trump out. I don't bite my tongue on that at all.
That's right.
But vote. Please vote, because what happens when Black people stop voting, we stop mattering to the masses, because we can no longer affect them. They don't care if you're out there cussing them out. They don't care about that. You put it on paper. You make your vote count. I know last week you had, what's the guy's name from Chicago? Jimmy Lee?
Jimmy Lee Till.
Jimmy Lee.
Jimmy Lee.
Jimmy Lee is a hardcore Republican, but in that conversation, I had him turn it around and say, look, while you're giving this man all the credit, let's talk about what you're doing. You're making him work, and you can make any politician work. And he did have a solid foundation that he utilizes his government, and that's one thing we have to learn when we say that Democrats didn't do for us or this person didn't do for us. These people can't, you know, I know a lot of people expected Obama to come into the White House and paint it black. Can't do that. There's other entities that can stop him from doing that. But we have to show power like we did back then because we got this man in. People were picking people up. They were catching the bus, whatever, the train. However they got there, they got there. And that's what I hope to see this year.
All right, all right, all right. Way to go. Mark Vogt.
Well, man, here's the thing. I've been rocking that vote or die, man. That's what I've been rocking. I mean, think about it. I mean, this guy is doing everything, man, to get, you know, to get us out of here. And so, you know, we got to get out there and vote. I mean, in the next 4 years, I can't imagine what it would be like if we're now, we're in this pandemic. And, you know, you can't believe nothing is going on. It's coming over the media. You know, everything is just, we're in turmoil. It's like this whole guy's agenda is death. And so, you know, he has to be removed, you know what I'm saying, immediately. So please get out, vote. Register to vote if you're not registered. Get out there now. And that's all I want to say.
All right. All right. 353, rock the vote. Let's give it up for Mr. Orlando Chapman coming to my big bro and cousin. Hey, and he always stretching the Rock the Vote campaign. Orlando Chapman.
I think right now, you know, the most important thing is understanding how to vote. See, the thing is in the black community, what we have to do is we have to take it back to what they say, dumb it down. You have to dumb it down because what happens is we talk over heads. So we tell people and we give so many different mixed opinions and, you know, interesting answers that it gets lost. The message gets lost. So what I mean by that is you got 50-something days left. But when people don't understand what agendas are, or understands what someone's mission is in a campaign, whether it's local, whether it's on the federal level, that's where the problem is. We have to do so much more prior to in informing the people with our platforms about candidates. You open them up to not focus on parties, but to focus on people. You have to understand who you're voting for. First off, not wait until the campaigns start to hear the commercials because already they're controlling the narratives. So you fall with the whole point of a campaign is for name recognition, nothing more. You don't understand agenda. You don't know their missions. You don't know who they are. You don't know what they're about. It's too much information and too much history to try to figure it out in 90 days of a campaign when you see signs and you hear radio. So what I mean by knowing how to vote, right now, they're going to do everything that they need to do in order to keep him in because they like the direction that the country is in for the one percenters. So what that means is when I say how to vote, they're going to try to stop mail-ins. They're going to do so many things to delay the fact to make sure that he has an advantage. So in saying that, we can't wait until the week of the election to figure out what we're doing. You have to do those things now to combat, to be smarter than they are, to make sure that those votes get in. And those are the things that we need to stress with these platforms and then understand what that means. Because whether it's Biden, whether it's Trump, or whoever it is, what we don't do enough of is getting people to understand that it's not party but people's. How many times have you been promised things that once the election came, you still didn't get them, whether it was on a local side or it was on a federal side? It never, ever happened. They use the same old systems from 5-6 decades ago. You get the ministers, you get the influencers of the community to come in. We use those people to stand next to them to get your vote only to get the same results. We have to stop. Okay. And somebody has to sit back and you have to say, no, we want to be shown prior to what have you done? Pull out the checklist before.
Lately.
Don't take the promise. We don't want any more promises. We've been politicked all the way throughout time. I've been here 5 decades, and I done seen the same thing, even from the administration that I love. It had the right representative in front of it, but the things that was behind it are the narratives and some of the things that we're seeing now. These things are not coming inside of 1 4-year administration. They already been planted before it gets to where it's at. So those are the things that we have to do better at, teaching our young folks early what it means to vote and why. Don't just say go vote, because they still don't get it. So what you're doing is you're parroting down generational ignorance. It's like celebrating Easter to say that a Easter bunny, you know, has eggs, or having a Christmas tree.
Right, right.
Like, these are generational ignorances. You've been celebrating the 4th of July only to find out that Juneteenth is what you should have been celebrating. How you celebrate independence when you were still a slave? Like, you get what I'm saying? We have to do better at saying that we're smart and we're scholars and we're educated, but we're passing these on to our children. This is generational ignorance. We have to start there first, and it's like now. You got 50-something days. If you think these four, for this man sat in your face and told you everything that he don't care about what you feel, just imagine what he's going to do in the next four.
Wow, you're absolutely correct.
Right,
and while you're holding that note, I got another call in, and I want all of us to continue to keep chiming. Let me introduce this brother. This brother is a proud member of the Omega Psi Phi fraternity. He is an Eta Gamma bruh. Glad you played me. He pledged in 1987. Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Columbus, Ohio, y'all get up for the doctor. Craig Thompson in the building. How you doing, sir? Welcome to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session.
John, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Now, I see you've been listening for a minute. What is your thoughts about the importance of voting in 2020?
It's always important to get out and make your presence known, make your decisions matter. I'm out here in Omaha, Nebraska these days, not Sean. And so we have a smaller presence out here. So getting out and making yourself known and your presence felt is important and it's impactful. And I can't stress it enough. So you have to vote. Here in where I live, my wife's on my neck all the time about making sure that we vote. And we tell everybody around us, because it's like, hey, look, my parents fought and died and stood in line for us to have these rights. So it's imperative that we get out and we make our voice known.
All right. So I want everybody to hold that thought. We are working now, and it's the thing. Like, you are in Oklahoma, right? Tulsa, Oklahoma. Omaha, Nebraska. We have Omaha and Dr. B. Steph. You in where, Virginia?
Yeah, I'm in Richmond, Virginia.
In Richmond, Virginia. Orlando, you are where?
I'm sitting in my basement.
Cincinnati. Trisha Flowers, where are you at?
I am in Cincinnati, Ohio. O-H-I-O.
That's right.
All right, Mark Bolton, where are you at?
I'm on Coleraine, brother.
Mark Bolton.
Cincinnati.
You're on Coleraine?
Hey, run over give me something real quick, Mark.
Hey, y'all, you know we're going to do it like this. We're going to do it like this because I just want to play this next hit real quick. I'm going to give y'all a snippet of it. Lando, I know you're going to really dig this. I got this old school singing. Don't come to my city. Don't come in my neck of the woods. If you come to my city, you better tap in. Lisa Stewart, where you at, Lisa Stewart?
I'm in LA, tapping in.
All right, there it is, y'all. So y'all take a listen to this. Here we go.
Nip, hustle, rest up, King. When you land in my city, you better tap in. Before you go to the hood, you better tap in. Before you go out to eat, you better tap in. Before you buy you some weed, you better tap in. Now homies, tap in, tap in. Yeah, baby, tap in, tap in. You know you better tap in, tap in. These people better tap in, tap in. Yeah, go ahead, bang my line. time. It'd be smart of you to do before you chance your life. Yeah, dangerous outside and mixing with these buzzers who ain't got no stripes. Yeah, don't be so fast exposing your dome. They had you robbed naked on the side of the road. Game is to be sold, but you've been told for sure. To be these fine fly women out here plotting the most. It's a way to move, especially on the West Coast. I got the formula, you got the break, come get you a dope. Dope minds with four fives in most cities worldwide. It's rules to live by, and one day we all die. It's real beer to check in, respect it. Hold it captain, that's how we stay connected. The street beer, it's different, it's square business. You better listen, more specific, don't forget.
When you hit L.A., you better tap in. When you see Las Vegas, you better tap in. When you land in Miami, you better tap in. When you get to New York, you better tap in. ATL, tap in.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B.
Hey, hey, welcome to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show. We back, y'all. That was a little jab session. I just want y'all to get a little snippet of tap in, because that's what we do. We're tapping in every location that we possibly can to spread the gospel, spread the good news of what needs to be happening, not just only in the brown and black community, but I just want everybody to tap in. Lando, what you think about that? You got to tap in. I did that one just for you.
Hey, I'm telling you, tomorrow I'm going to Foot Locker and get me a pair of Chucks and a Styrofoam cup.
Hey, there it is. Tap in, baby. All right, y'all. Now I want everybody to feel free to chime in on this last question as we begin to round up with this power hour. I need y'all just to think, take 30 seconds to think, and I'm throw it to you, and I need you to give you 30 seconds to think about it. Then I want you to call, give me your powerful, most strategic way you think we need to deal with coming out of COVID-19 in the African American community. I'm going to start with our strategic birthday girl, Steph B.
Well, I think we need to remain cautiously optimistic and aware that we've been lied to and not take anything for granted. So if they tell you in 6 months that we're good, we, our community who has systemic disadvantages as it relates to healthcare, we need to be more cautious than most. So we need to continue to wear our masks, social distance, do whatever it is we need to do to be safe, because we've seen already that it's hit our communities harder. So I would just say, you know, as we come out of it, we need to take baby steps in our community.
Okay. Sound like a plan. Mr. Lando Chapman, go ahead.
Honestly, what I'm going to say is I think after – you'll get a curve after the election. I mean, in all honesty. You know, after, you know, these 50-something days pass, you'll start to notice. Because if you've really been paying attention to it, if you notice numbers are going up but deaths are going down, and you try to figure out why.
That's a good
one. Think about it. It's more people testing positive, but the death in our area, as I can say here, I don't know about anywhere else, but here in Ohio, they're going down. You know, I work with the Health Gap as far as setting up testing, you know, for COVID-19, you know, in different communities or whatever. And what we've been noticing, you know, when you look at asymptomatics, you know, being young folks, which really means, you know, those are your diehards who really don't get it, because they don't have a lot of people who's been affected by the extremities of death, whereas older people, you know, start to suffer and they have underlying, you know, different health conditions. And we, unfortunately, we have been losing some of them. So what it is what tends to happen is that once they want to go ahead and crack down, to narrow it down, the spreading of it is when you'll start to see a flattening of the curve. It's to be honest with you, it's a political situation. I mean, I'm just being straight up with you. Like, you know, it's out there, but it didn't come on its own. So when you say a mutation of it, you're about to flow in the flu season. So what you're going to have all the way till about maybe March is you're going to see some different things occurring, even with different strains of flu. Just remember that I told you this, because when they encourage you to take, when they take,
understand is this hypothetical. They don't know that that's going to work because there's a different strain of flu every flu season because it mutates. The same with COVID. It's how it got to 19. You get what I'm saying? So you're taking a shot for something that's already passed. It's kind of like you having a flip phone and we're on 5G now. So that phone can only operate on a 2G circuit. You get what I'm saying?
Come on now.
It's like the
I got boy. Somebody been studying.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I believe it alone. Yeah, because you touched on the wrong way. Y'all go ahead. I'm gonna pass it on.
Wow. Okay. Miss Flower, talk to us. We promise to talk back.
That's powerful. Oh, that's powerful because I believe exactly what Orlando was speaking about. You know, we only know what they're giving us. We only know what they're telling us.
Yeah.
We only know what the news is allowing us to have knowledge of. But, you know, that's why I love sometimes my daughter. She's very much into holistic things. And she's not really a conspiracy theory person, but some of the things that she touches base on are just like, they make you go, they make you think, you know. So I would absolutely say coming out of the pandemic, proceed with caution, you know. Some of the things that they talked about doing, we should have been doing because we were taught that from birth, you know, to wash your hands, you know, to clean up, sanitize, you know, things of that nature. No, we weren't wearing masks, of course, but then, you know, you're getting the mixed reviews with that even. You know, one minute is wear your mask, one minute is put it over your nose enough, one minute is, well, the mask doesn't really help. So it's like, well, what do? You know, educate yourself, proceed with caution, get knowledge, you know, gain knowledge for yourself. Don't always just believe what you see on television, what you hear on television, what you read about, what the person tells you. Collectively, like Orlando was just speaking about, collect all the data that you possibly can, you know, and then start to really dig in for yourself to kind of come up with your theory on what's going on, because oftentimes they're going to give you what they want to give you. You know, now they're saying because the second wave won't be another strand necessarily, it's going to be because you wore your mask and you're breathing in your own carbon and so on and so forth. And you're like, wait a minute. If I wear the mask, I'm gone.
Right.
If I don't wear the mask, I'm gone. What do we do? You know, so I just say, you know, collect all the data that you can, because it's about knowledge is power, you know. And then you should kind of conform to what you have to do. But some of the things that they ask us to do, we should have been doing all along. You know, but definitely coming out of here, proceed with caution, you know. Proceed with caution and continue to pray, you know.
Okay, dig that. Somebody need to roll up their window. Roll up your window. Lisa Story, go ahead. You answer the static in my ear.
I hear it. I agree with a lot of the things they were saying. Now, as far as us going down in numbers, I don't know if I trust that, because I remember our president said that he was going to have the reports come to him instead of the CDC. And we know that he want to keep numbers low. So I would just say, make sure you protect yourself at all times. And wearing a mask is not going to kill anybody. I was on a plane from Atlanta, and a lady got thrown off the plane because she refused to wear the mask. She said, it won't save me. It's only going to save the people in here. So that tells me that you're a selfish person. It doesn't save you directly. But what it does, it stops your germs from going out to the next person and stops their germs from coming to you. It does not technically protect you, but it helps to protect the next person. And we all got to be considerate. And, you know, this lady put on a full show. They had to drag her off. She was an African-American lady, too. I was like, come on, lady, put your mask on. We all in this plane. Got
no way.
Stop playing. Yeah, they had to drag
come
her
on, come on.
She's like, I have a right as an American not to wear a mask. I'm like, you do have that right, but let's consider the next American next to you. You know what I mean? You have that right, but let's look out for each other a little better than that.
Absolutely.
That's where I am. And I'm just like, just try to live as healthy as you can and believe, you know, unfortunately, our commander-in-chief is not pushing you to protect yourself because they have an agenda. I believe that. I definitely believe that. I was looking on my Facebook just now. Someone put that they wanted the African-American. They need 30,000 African-Americans to volunteer to take the vaccine. Thank you. The vaccine. And they said they're not getting them. And you're not going to get them. We don't trust y'all.
No,
you see how you do. Then we'll work it out. But one of the comments on that, and this is a friend of mine and his she's African American, but all her friends are not African American. They were like, oh, this would be a good way. Why don't we just go spray it on them while they're doing their Black Lives Matter? Then if it don't work, we've killed two birds with one stone. We know that it don't work, and we've gotten rid of the problem. So, you know, for that person to say that to me, that's a big red flag.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, yeah, I don't trust y'all. So just be aware and just be careful. And, you know, please teach our kids, though, because these kids are out here. When I was in Atlanta, I know somebody on here lives in Atlanta. Atlanta was wide open pretty much. The bars were open, the clubs were open, and everybody's just living normal. And I was like, wow, what's going on?
And they are moving just that way. I agree.
Hey, brother. Let me add this real quick. The one thing that you want to be mindful of is for all of us, it's not about just so much as the mask, but what you want to do is, you know, keep, you know, around you in your car, purse, pocket, or what have you. If you don't have a KN95 or N95 mask, because that protection is about 95% to 97%. So meaning that if someone else doesn't have on mask and you're somewhere around them, then you're protected. The other way is exactly what she just said. It protects someone else from catching your germs when we have these cloth masks and a little bitty blue surgical mask. But what you want to do is invest, get your family, your friends, or whoever, the elderly people in your family, moms, dads, aunts, whatever, get you a KN95 mask or the N95 mask.
Yes, sir.
And that's a filter mask.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir. We need them. All right. I need everybody. I got 3 minutes left. I'm going to give everybody 30 seconds. I need you to give a parable about what somebody – give me a sentence what you want everybody to know about you, and then give us your tag. Your tag meaning how can they find you, how can they get in contact with you, or your next event. All right. Starting with Trisha Flowers.
All right. Well,
again, give
Trisha
us a nugget.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. No, I was going to just remind you, give us a golden nugget that you want us to remember about you and what you got doing and how we can get in contact with you.
Okay.
And you're on.
Well, what I want to know about me is that I am super passionate about a lot of things, but very passionate about my music. It is my ministry. Although it's secular music, it still reaches the masses and it touches people and changes their lives in so many different ways. So it's an honor to be gifted to do what I do, and I absolutely love my career. You can reach me by going to alteregos.com. Also, I can be reached at 404-940-8419 for booking. Right now, I've been kind of laying low because of the pandemic, but I am still available for session work and anything in between. And you can look for me to be out and about very soon. I'm actually going to be on Twitch, which is like the gamer thing, but I'm going to be doing a little episode with DJ Vic Hunter on this Friday. So look for that. I'll be posting that information, and you can find me anywhere between Cincinnati and ATL.
All right. Thank you very much. Steph B, VA, come on, talk to me.
All right. I want people to know that I am obsessed with the idea of you being successful and you experiencing the things that you were put here to experience. And in that way, I am launching next month online content that includes classes, strategies, entrepreneurial tips, and strategic measurements for you to be able to survive the crazy corporate culture out there now, because I know you guys, a lot of people still need to be working. Other people are promoting or trying to build businesses, and I'm obsessed, again, obsessed with seeing you guys be successful. So you can find me on Instagram at The Can Do Coach, The Can Do Coach, or you can reach me at Stephanie@BryantStrategic.com.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. I got 30 seconds. Orlando Chapman.
I just want you to know that there's nothing like the old school, and I want you to always make sure that you pay attention to what's going on in your communities and understand that don't be so quick to have a seat at the table with no legs just to be in the know. What we need to do, control the narrative. Don't always want to be included, but control and let you be the distributor and not them distribute to us. That's the problem in the black community, is why we cannot grow. And that's why you don't have, you know, a lot of black franchises, because we sit back to wait and fight over the crumbs that they divide and marginalize to give us each the specs that they want to pit us against one another.
All right, all right. Hey, Lisa Stewart, I'm saying this on behalf of me and you. We got 10 seconds. I want to thank all my guests. We love you. For God, for Central, for State. Thank y'all for tuning in to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. And for all the brothers that may be listening, we out of here, y'all. See y'all next week. See y'all next week with a special treat all the way from the ATL and LA. Peace. We out of here, y'all.
All right.
All right, all right. See y'all again. Thank you. All right now.
Yeah, this is a story of famous dogs. But the dog that takes this tale will be busy. Be the clapping dog. Rhythmic dog, harmonic dog, house dog, kick dog, dogs of the world unite, dancing dog. Yeah, counting dog, funky dog, nasty dog.
Now tune in to the Real Sean Ross Talk Show and Jam Session with Sean MacDaddy Ross. And yours truly, DJ Sir J Boogie. Let's go!
Sean Ross. Sean Ross.
Hey, y'all, that's the end of it. This episode is over. Again, all my guests are still on here. Thank y'all for tuning in to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. We love you. I see you, Trish. Hey, see you, West Coast. We out of here. See y'all next week. Peace.